Defensive coordinator George Edwards is new to the team. He's entering his first season here on Mike Zimmer's staff. While Edwards may be new to Minnesota, he's preaching an old but very true adage when it comes to shaping the Vikings defense. Competition makes everyone better, and it all starts up front.
That's one position that seemed like it was going to be a hole when we first started, but we've got some good guys in here, good competition at each position, so it's been a good this offseason to get them used to working together, getting into different rotations, different sub packages, those kind of things to give those guys a chance to work together, communicate what's happening. So, you know, from that aspect of it, you know, it's been really good for us this offseason.
Two players up front who have stood out to the defensive staff so far are both returning players, defensive ends Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin. Robinson is the longest tenured Vikings defensive lineman, and he contains the versatile skill set this Vikings defense demands.
He's really done a good job of picking up, you know, technically and fundamentally what we're trying to get accomplished schematically here this offseason. And, you know, we've asked him to do some things that probably he hasn't, you know, really done a lot of in the past, but he's grabbed the bull by the horn and going to work with it and done a nice job this offseason and showing us his different skill sets and different ways that we could use his abilities. All right, Everson's done a good job this offseason. He's come in and he's really worked hard in the weight room. He's really done a good job for us fundamentally and technically for what we've been asking him to do and schematically of picking up, you know, all the new terminology and those kind of things. So from that aspect of it, you know, we're pleased with where he's at right now, still working to progress. And like I said, right now we're just looking at the skill sets of all our guys and plugging in their skill sets schematically into what we hope can be an advantage for us.
An important position in this new Vikings defense will be the two defensive tackles, who will be asked to penetrate the backfield to make splashy plays and also occupy blockers so linebackers on the second level can run and tackle.
Well, Sharif has done a good job, you know, this offseason, who really didn't play a whole lot last year. But he's done a good job technically and fundamentally getting better. He's really done a good job with his weight and those kind of things that we've asked, you know, him to watch this offseason. Linville's been kind of injured, so we really hadn't had a whole lot of teamwork with him. But, you know, as far as, you know, working the fundamental stuff and individual, he's done good. So from that aspect of it, you're right, it's been a lot of guys. But, you know, skill set wise, we've been pleased with what we've been, the guys have worked their butts off this offseason thus far.
When this Vikings defense looks to its leader, it will look to number 52, Chad Greenway. Edwards says Greenway's leadership is a valuable commodity for the Vikings.
Well, you know, leadership, like, you know, I've explained, it's going to come through time. But you can tell, I mean, he's the first one there every day. He's prepared. You can tell he's doing the work off the field as well as on the field as far as his preparation coming in the meetings, as far as, you know, transferring it from the classroom to the field. So when you get a lot of guys that are true pros like that, they kind of come to the top and kind of take the leadership, you know, aspect on as you go along. So from that aspect of it, we got quite a few guys right now that's, you know, seems to be the norm. You can tell that they're working outside the classroom, going into the classroom, taking the information that we give them, transferring it onto the field. And, you know, it's increasing the amount of guys that have bought into our system and are out there to able to compete each day.
Speaking of linebackers, what's the plan there? Who will start in the middle? It all comes back to that simple concept, competition will be the judge.
Our main objective is to line up the best three guys at the position. So however that unfolds, we're trying to get the best players on the field at one time. So we've got a good competition going in there right now. And I know right now we've been just practicing in the shorts and those kind of things, and we know, you know, it'll change a little bit here once we go to training camp. But from that aspect of it, we feel pretty good with the guys that have been working there all offseason. Jasper's done a good job of picking up what we're trying to do schematically. Mike Marty's done a good job of picking up what we're doing schematically. We've even worked Audie in there some, you know, working at the Mike linebacker. We've had a range of guys in certain and different packages. You may see Chad working in there some. So we've had a lot of guys that have gotten work in there. Now it's just a part as we keep building this thing and skill set. I mean, NFL is a big matchup league. So, you know, there's a lot of mixing and matching that goes on for skill sets of those guys. But right now, guys will just keep working hard. And as we get going schematically, putting them in the right position, you know, asking them to do the things that they can do, we feel like we're doing pretty good at that position.
A centerpiece of the change to the Vikings defense this offseason was the selection of linebacker Anthony Barr. Edwards says Barr's athleticism is impressive.
You know, a lot of athleticism. I got it. Plays hard all the time. A guy that's got a chance to be a flash player. I mean, you see him be able to do some things and get to some places because of his height, weight, speed, athleticism. You know, those things stuck out in the rookie mini camp. They stuck out on his college tape. So from that aspect of it, you know, we're excited to get him back in here and get him going.
A big goal for the Vikings defense will be to improve against the pass. To do that, the cornerback group will be asked to step up. So far, so good, according to Edwards.
That group has, I think, has really improved a lot as we started from day one. Schematically, we're asking them to do things probably that they weren't used to doing and how we're doing them and the expectations that we're looking for. But a lot of those guys have worked their butts off this offseason and came in and bought into what it is that we're trying to get done and doing a good job of communicating, you know, the different things that we're getting out of our offenses. We're working against each other and just communicating defensive calls off of splits and those kind of things. And technically, they've really, I think, gotten better as a group, as a whole, you know, throughout the offseason. And that's one thing we were looking to do is each individual group, you know, become better for the whole becomes better. And you can see that starting to come together.
One who is making huge strides and seems poised for a big second year in the NFL is Xavier Rhodes.
We like, you know, the confidence that he's playing with now. He seems to schematically and fundamentally have bought into what it is we're trying to do. And you can just see his confidence has built, you know, through this offseason as we've worked through it. And now he's competing at a high level for us. And we're expecting that to just keep going through the training camp and when we get through the preseason and on through the season. So we're excited about where he's at right now and look forward to him progressing down the road.
A leader in the cornerback group will be Captain Munnerlyn, a veteran who was signed this offseason in free agency.
Yeah, Captain, I tell you what, he's a joy to coach. He's a tough competitor every day at practice. He's going to, you know, bring a good attitude to practice every day. He's going to compete every day. So from that aspect of it, we're glad that he's here, and we look forward to keep progressing down the road with him.
A big key for the Vikings defense this year will be the play of Harrison Smith, who appears poised to become one of the better players in the league at his position.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, just seeing some of the angles of him breaking the open field and balls that he's anticipating being thrown and being able to cover ground to get to him. He's done a good job of getting his hands on some balls here this offseason. He's done a good job with taking angles in the open field as far as tackling and those kind of things and being able to come under control, which you need out of a safety, especially in the middle of the field.